Hello, Mac family. Good morning. Today's daily devotional comes from the book of Psalms as we journey through many of the famous and popular and wonderful promises and passages that are in the book of Psalms. It comes from Psalm 37, verse 4, and it says this: "Delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." I love this passage. It talks about God giving me the desire of my heart. Now, from a selfish perspective, I can think, cool, He's going to give me what I want. But I think it's important to know what that first part says. It says, delight in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart. And over my life, I've realized that the desire of my heart has changed as I've delighted myself in God. As I think about who He is, that wonderful Creator, that beautiful Father, that friend of mine, the sacrifice and atonement for me, the one that loves me more than anyone else, my desire changes. In fact, as I bask in His wonderfulness, as I delight in who He is, my desire changes for things that I want to simply sharing Jesus with others. It's crazy. We have a church member. His name's David Privater. He's one of our elders. He's a great guy. He shared a story with me the other night. In fact, he called me because he had received a phone call from a stranger, kind of. This guy worked for a company that had cleaned David Privatera's gutters on his house 3 years ago. And the guy calls him from prison. He calls him to ask him for money. David doesn't even know the guy. And as the guy asks him for money, David is stuck in a quandary of what he should do. And so he calls me and we process it together. Now you might be thinking, somebody's asking you for money from prison that you don't know? Are you kidding? This isn't even a question. The guy was asking for money for food, but not just normal food. He wanted to get some nicer snacks at the snack shop at the prison. And so he called David, a complete stranger, to get this money. And yet, as we processed together, I realized what was going on in David's heart. Because I know David's heart. He delights himself in the Lord all the time. And as he delights himself in God, his desire is to simply share Jesus with others. And as he thinks about this guy, this stranger that's in prison, but that's reached out to him, David's not thinking about money. He's not thinking about what the guy did to be in prison. He's thinking about an opportunity to share Jesus with somebody else. And so as he processes, he thinks about the God that he delights in. And he thinks about the desire of his heart, which is to share Jesus with others. And it's amazing to me that someone that delights himself in God can be so selfless to think about others, even in a ridiculous request like that. This morning, as you go about your day, may you delight yourself in God, in who He is. And maybe your desires of your heart will change. Maybe they will adjust so that the desire isn't something for you, safety, health, wealth, whatever it may be. But I wonder if the desire of your heart will change to be to share Jesus with everyone you meet. I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless you. Can't wait to see you again.